Music Radio I-95, KRSI, the Head Games from Foreigner. 239 with the Clone. Are you feeling good this morning? Let me tell you, we're going to have a rock and roll weekend. We're going to be giving away albums all weekend. Now, if I'm not mistaken, we're going to be giving away John Cougar albums, but I'm not sure, so I won't say for sure, but we've got stuff to give away to you. And also tracking through Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And, of course, the Rocky Horror Picture Show that we are all involved with starting tomorrow night. You've got it all where nobody else rocks at. In fact, I was worried about my show the other morning. You know, I got kind of crazy talking about some of those news items. Well, yesterday, my car broke down, wouldn't you know, just in time to be late for work. Well, the boss sent his car after me. Just so happened I jumped out of the way just in time.
We can't go on pretending the energy problem doesn't exist.
Paid for by the Fraser Volunteers, Gerald Dillon, Treasurer.
Women's sexuality. Interesting subject. And women's choices. As long as they choose me, that's all I care about. But that's the subject of a free workshop for residents of the Dakota County. More information, give me a call on the music line at 941-2382. Hey, from the Frequency album, Nick Gilder's got an interesting song. This is called Metro Jets at Music Radio I-95 KRSI. Music Radio I-95 KRSI. The Sims Brothers back to school. Well, wake up the animals. Get them out of bed. I got to talk to them, that's for sure. At least dolphins. Do you have a dolphin? Remember Flipper? Wasn't that just a great character? Well, when people first began communicating with dolphins, it was done in humans' language. Now new computers may make it possible to speak dolphinese. Are you ready for that one? Dr. John Lilly, who pioneered the original research with dolphin communication in the 1950s, says that dolphins have four individual voices and talk at a pitch 10 times higher than humans. Lilly has designed a new computer which has letters and numbers and other symbols which correspond to 48 tones and pitches dolphins can hear. The new computer has 2 TV screens and one for the human operator and one for the dolphins. Lilly says that he hopes to get the dolphins to associate the sounds with the symbols so that the mammals can begin to communicate with humans. Doesn't that sound like a good idea? Go home after a hard day's worth of work and talk to your favorite dolphin? Oh, boy. Good morning, it's 2:50. I'm the Clone for KRSI News and Information. Next in music, Jethro Tull from their latest album. Police officials in Tennessee say that marijuana has become that state's 5th largest cash crop, and perhaps even its 4th or 3rd largest. The Tennessee Highway Patrol reports that more than $20 million worth of illicit grass has been uncovered this year, putting marijuana behind the state's $37 million corn crop, but behind of its $14 million wheat harvest. In a related story, an agricultural research firm in Illinois says that despite U.S. Commerce Department reports to the contrary, the United States may actually be importing more agricultural products than it exports. The firm of the Healy Associates says that if the value of imported marijuana and other biotically derived drugs were included in the official figures, the United States would be classified as a net importer of agricultural drug commodities. And 16 years after Congress ordered employers to give women workers equal rights and equal pay for equal work, the male-female wage gap is in as wide range as ever. Federal statistics show that a typical woman worker still averages about 60% of a typical man's wages. Now, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the Labor Department, and a coalition of labor unions and workers' rights organizations are trying a different tack. They have asked the federal courts to rule that women should be paid equal pay for equal work. The proponents of the equal pay for the work or the equal value principle argue that women have been challenged into traditionally service-oriented jobs, which pay lower wages than men across the entire board. That is, a female secretary or librarian will often make less than a male maintenance man, even though their jobs may be seen as being as equal value to an employer. Well, I must say, we have a hard worker here. Her name is Karen. She works at the radio station here, and she is here. She just left a little bit ago. She works day and night here at the radio station. In fact, the boss told her to get the lead out one time. She went up and sharpened everybody's pencils. I'll tell you, she works so hard you wouldn't believe it. More than 200 teenagers recently took part in a rock record burning ceremony at a North Carolina church. Rock record burning? What is this world coming to? The LP meltdown took place after the pastor of a North Belmont Baptist church urged young people in his congregation to burn any rock and roll records they might own, especially ones with sexual overtones. About every song we play here. One church official told the teenagers, quote, "It's time to burn such trash. I hope that later we'll have a burning 10 times as big as this one." The church claims that more than $1,000 worth of records were burned at current prices. That's just over a little 100 albums that were burned in the fire. Another group of people came in and wanted to burn the pastor for burning the records, but the collar, that white collar he wears around his neck, it was fireproof, so they couldn't burn him.
With so much happening every day, in every phase of business, the Wall Street Journal will help keep you informed with what's happening and why. So have a pencil ready for an important offer later on. That's 800-228-3700. You'll be billed later.
Twin Cities weather forecast calls for increasing cloudiness and clearing up for the weekend. With a low this morning down to 28. Kind of cool out there. Make sure your radiators have been checked and ready for the cold weather moving in. We're going to get a high today of 38 and 42 we're looking for Saturday with clearing skies and better highs. All right, sounds all right to me. It's 34 and partly cloudy, and I'm the clone for I-95 KRSI 950 AM News. Music Radio I-95 is KRSI, St. Louis Park. It's 3:02. Music Radio I-95, KRSI. 3:10 went to Clone, Cheap Trick, the Dream Police. Music Radio I-95, KRSI, just part of the game, that's all we say around here. That's the latest from Pablo Cruz, that's their new title track from their newest album they got out. That's some of the best stuff I ever heard from them. It's 3:17 with the Clone, and the weather forecast, well, they still say a slight chance of snowflakes, but diminishing by the weekend, and our temperature is going to raise up to 42 for Saturday, and we may even hit near 50 for Sunday, so don't throw away your... Don't throw away your T-shirts and stuff yet. Well, I don't know about T-shirts. Maybe you can keep the sweatshirts out. Put away the snow shovels and stuff like that. Let's see if we can keep them away till Thanksgiving anyway.
Most people think a man ought to be judged by what he does.
Paid for by the Fraser Volunteers, Gerald Dillon Treasure.
Career and life planning is a subject of a free workshop. For more information, call me on the Music Line at 941-2382. The music this hour is coming from the Music Line. You want to hear some Police, some good old Joe Cocker, Dave Edmonds, and let's head out with Dreamin'. Are you doing that yet? Are you dreaming? Are you dreaming of rock and roll? That's what I want to hear. This is Blondie at Music Radio, I-95, KRSI. Music Radio I-95, KRSI, the Police sending out an SOS. Think we can save them tonight? I think we can. As long as we get a little help from our friends, I think we can do it together. This is Joe Cocker, 326, with a Clone. 30 degrees and partly cloudy. Music Radio I-95, KRSI. Gotta find something warm. 30 degrees and partly cloudy skies. It's a cool one this morning.
Daryl Hall and John Oates in the Twin Cities for three performances. Hall and Oates performing two shows Sunday, November 18th at Thumper's North. The first performance is at 6 p.m. and is especially for students.
Paid for by the Fraser Volunteer Committee, Gerald Dillon Treasure.
Medically approved and effective methods of birth control are available free to Minneapolis women. Want more information on that? Give me a call on the Music Line at 941-2382. Girls, I got something for you. It's this thing that weighs about 2,000 pounds. You roll it in front of your door, and it'll take care of any strangers for you. Hey, Fleetwood Mac from Tusk at Music Radio I-95, KRSI. Music Radio I-95, KRSI, Fleetwood Mac, and Sarah, how are you doing? It's 3:43 with the clone. Got some Molly Hatchet here. The Whiskey Man is out cruising tonight. Music Radio I-95, KRSI, and Magic of Lynyrd Skynyrd at 3:50 with the clone. How are you doing this morning? Rock and roll is coming up from Led Zeppelin, Dave Edmunds, Eagles, and the Outlaws. All after information from ABC.
Four bodies were recovered, but 27 missing crewmen of an oil tanker are also feared dead. This is ABC News.
Twin Cities weather, increasing cloudiness, slight chance of a few snow flurries this afternoon, becoming partly cloudy by Saturday. High today of 38, going to stay kind of cool. Down tonight, down to about 25. Then we're looking for 42 and partly sunny skies for Saturday. Temp keeps dropping. It's 29, partly cloudy, and a moon is shining at Music Radio I-95, KRSI. Music Radio I-95 is KRSI, St. Louis Park. It's 4 a.m. and a snake crawling in here. Music Radio I-95, KRSI, 408 with the clone, and no worry, the little snake we found was just a little garter. Oh, they're so cute when they're so small. Not vicious, but it sure scares the you-know-what out of you when you see it for the first time. This is Outlaws from new album, Miracle Man.
Never asked him what I wanted.